Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sister's Place Entertainment Showcase. This afternoon, we have our author showcase with Kamichi Jackson. Welcome to the show, honey. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Latrice. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you are so welcome. You have an amazing novel called K, My Name is Kendra. Can you tell us about that, please?
So K, My Name is Kendra is a young adult novel that I recently released, and it is about the title character. Her name is Kendra James. She's a 15-year-old African-American girl, and she's going through a few things in her life. She's suffering from depression. It's untreated because her family won't get her the help she needs. I think they're just a little bit ignorant about what she's going through. So she's kind of vulnerable to the advances of a celebrity uncle with questionable, sketchy intentions who comes into her life. And then there's also the return of a long-lost sister who's been gone for 10 years. So her life starts spiraling out of control a little bit because she's got all this drama building in the family. So this tells her story in first-person narrative in her voice and takes us through all the drama that builds around the return of her sister and this uncle that takes advantage of her.
Oh, wow. Okay. It sounds good. What was your inspiration for writing such a powerful story?
Always unsure of how to answer this question because I just knew that I think a lot of it is based on some personal experiences. It's based on some things that I've heard others say. And this idea just came into my head. This character came alive in my head. And it seemed as if she was begging me to tell this story. So I've kind of pulled in some elements of my own life and some elements from other people's lives. And it seemed appropriate that she speak in her own voice because I think in my personal life, age 15 is where a lot of drama just happened. And so I chose to tell it in her voice. So once I started writing, it just came spilling out. And so the inspiration, I guess, was just life just happened and it was time to tell this story.
Okay. What message do you want your readers to walk away with after they've read K, My Name is Kendra?
I think one of the most important things, the book starts out with her in her, I guess it's a guidance counselor's office, in the beginning, along with her parents, because the night before they had discovered this poem that she wrote that talked about her depression and about her thoughts of suicide, and the parents, again, they just didn't take it seriously enough. And I think that's a problem in our community, the Black community, is that people just don't take thoughts of depression and self-harm seriously enough. They want to – prayer is everything, yes, but sometimes you require more assistance. And I think I want people to walk away from this book with their eyes wide open to maybe some changes in their – teenagers, their children, and not be afraid to get them the help that they need. Take them to speak to someone. Take it seriously because there's just too many things happening to our young people these days and things that don't have to happen because we're not always paying attention or willing to accept that things are not going right with our kids. So I want also young people to not be afraid to express how they're feeling. So I'm hoping they'll walk away from this book thinking, okay, there is a counselor I can go to. There's a teacher. There's someone, who I can go to that's going to help me. So it's for parents and for the teenagers that's reading the book.
Okay. Okay. So with April being Sexual Assault Awareness Month, what advice would you give women and women of any age on this topic?
And I like this question because there are people, there are women of various ages reading this book. I mean, you've got the teenagers reading, you do have the moms and different ones reading, and the story is resonating with everyone because I think we all if not victims ourselves, we all know someone who has been victimized by sexual assault in some way. And so I love this question because, yes, it is April, and this is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So I want women to, and the teenage girls and boys that are reading this to not be afraid to tell someone, to get out of a situation where maybe they've been assaulted, they're being assaulted. Get out of that situation. Tell someone what's going on. Don't let it continue. At the same time, I think that, you know, once that abuse has stopped, I don't think a person can be forced to tell everything that happened to them. Maybe they're not emotionally ready to tell. So it could be that they were abused or coming out of an abusive situation. While I do think they should get the help that they need, the counseling, the therapy that they need, it's okay if they're not able to articulate everything that happened to them. Let that come in their time, because otherwise that might be damaging as well. That's just my personal advice. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a counselor, but I think that's something that I want people to, you know, to keep in mind. Get out of the situation, but it's okay if you're not ready to tell everything that happened to you. That comes with time.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what else is coming down the pipeline for you in 2017?
I have so many things going on. I mean, I probably put a little bit too much on my plate, but I'm just so excited about everything that's happening with this book. So I'm just completing a virtual tour in about 4 days. That'll be done. I think I'd like to do another type of blog tour because I think it was really beneficial to the book in getting it out there. I'm going to re-release also my first book, which came out in 2000, and that was a young reader book. I love that character, too, and it's lighter, much lighter reading. So I want to put that book out there, too, because I like to capture that age group, too, of like the 7 to 10-year-olds. I just think they'll love that character. I'm just going to update the book and get that out there. I just decided recently to co-write a book with my niece, who is 12 years old. And she's demonstrating that she has some talent, some literary talent. I want to nurture that over the summer by working on something with her. And then I've got my masterpiece novel called The Brownstone, which I hope that will be completed this year. So that's one of the other things. Those are the literary things I have going on. But we also have a campaign going on to raise sexual assault awareness. I've released I took my cue from Jill Scott, our beautiful Jill Scott, the singer, and I've created my own expression line of cards. These are specific to helping people who are just struggling with depression. And so that's not a line that I've seen out there. These are words you can say to encourage them and cards that teenagers can give to those when they can't express themselves that they need help. So that collection is coming out in May. And so things like that. I'm just trying to just do a lot of different things that are related to my interests and in working with teens and young ones. So that's what's coming up in 2017.
Okay. Now your first book that you're going to bring back out for the young readers, what is the name of that book?
So that one is called
You're
Too Much. Oh, yeah. It's called You're Too Much, Reggie Brown, and it's a little girl. Her name is Regina Brown. It featured 6 short stories, and so I'm going to update it to make sure that the language is, you know, current with today and add a little bit of pizzazz to it. But, yeah, I want to re-release that and capture those girls again. I love this character, and I can't wait to put her back out again.
Okay, that sounds good. How can our audience find you on social media and also connect with you to stay connected with you, you know, with what you have going on, what you got coming out, and be supportive of your projects?
So these days, so I have a website up. I'll mention that one first. This one is strictly for Kendra. It's the title of the book is the same as the website, kmyname.com. I feel like she deserves her own place on the internet because there's so much that we're going to be doing from there to encourage young folks and girls. So that's going to be for that type of related to the book, that's going to be the web address. KamichiJackson.com, I am going to put that back up. So then all my projects will be there. So give that a little time, and then KamichiJackson.com will be back up, and people can sign up there to receive updates. As far as social media, I am on Twitter a lot these days. And my handle, of course, is at Kamichi Jackson. Same thing with Instagram, at Kamichi Jackson. I'm on Facebook. Look for Kamichi Jackson. It's just, you know, anywhere you think you hang out socially, look for me there, because if I'm not there yet, I'll be there soon. So everything's at Kamichi Jackson.
Okay.
Gotta go where
the people are.
Like that. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You got to follow your audience. You got to follow
exactly.
Your audience.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, Kamichi, I really appreciate you sitting down with us today. Everyone, go out there, pick up Kay. My name is Kendra. Visit her website, follow her on social media. Yes, this month is Sexual Assault Awareness. Say something, talk to someone, express yourself. You don't have to say the whole, you know, tell your whole story, but say something, get out of the situation. And this is a great book that will inspire you to do so. Once again, Kamichi Jackson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Latrice, for letting me sit down. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right now. Bye-bye.